Good morning, everyone. Lady Finance News this morning. Australian share market participants and regulators are asking questions about the 24% surge in Fortescue Metal Group's share price that took place the day before it announced a possible joint venture deal with Brazilian mining giant Vale. Now, Fortescue Metals Group has announced that it has struck a non-binding deal for Brazil's Vale to buy a 5.15% stake in the company. The pair plan to sell $4 billion a year of blended Australian and Brazil iron ore to China. The move is already being scrutinised by regulators, and now Fortescue Metals Group is being asked to explain its massive share price gain on Monday. Chinese exports have seen their sharpest drop in almost 7 years, adding to concerns over the health of the world's second largest economy. Exports dropped sharply by about 25% from a year earlier, while imports fell nearly 14%. The weak data comes on the heels of Beijing registering the slowest economic growth in 25 years. Let's go to the global markets now. In a couple of hours before the close, the Dow is down 0.2%. The Nasdaq and S&P 500 are both down around 0.5%, while in London, the FTSE fell 0.9%. Checking commodity prices, West Texas crude is trading at $37 a barrel. Tapis crude is at $42 a barrel. And gold is trading at $1,261 an ounce. The Australian dollar is currently buying 75 US cents, 68 euro cents and 52 pence sterling.